definitely human.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, a podcast of the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight, and this week we're reviewing Fossière Biscuit Rose de Reims.
I think they could have been more French.
Oh, well, I didn't want to insult our French neighbors.
I think it would be respectful.
I don't think it would have been respectful.
Pay tribute to their accent.
That's the sort of thing that 2017 David would have done.
It would have been. And it's not. We're not going to do that anymore.
We're not doing that anymore.
It's a new US. It's a new year, new US, new world, new opportunities.
Exactly.
But the same format and structure. Because always return to the structure.
But there was nothing wrong with the structure. I think we can all agree, and the listeners can agree, there was nothing wrong with the structure. The problem was us.
The problem
was
us.
And that's the thing we fixed.
But I had this dream over Christmas I was visited, and you were there as well, visited by three ghosts, and we review mince pies, and that's kind of changed my outlook for things now.
That's so weird, because I had the exact same dream.
Really? One where we're chased by ghosts with hoods and knives.
Yeah, it's so weird, right?
Yeah. It's weird that we were both naked as well.
I was just thinking that. I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to make it awkward and like create this like awkward energy, but you did. But that's fine.
But the hug was nice at the end.
Okay, yeah. I wish our genitals weren't touching for quite so long, but you know what? It wasn't sexual. It was
exactly
that. It was sensual, but in a platonic way.
It was like being in the Garden of Eden or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, no shame.
No shame.
That's what 2018 is all about. It's no shame 2018.
Hashtag no shame.
And we're judging the biscuits on taste, texture, and biscuitness back to the old ways. Seems a long time since we did that.
Yeah.
And we're joined today by a very special guest for 2018, Maximilian John.
Hello.
Hi, Max. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's a real pleasure to have you here.
Writer from Mars Corp. Yep. Cornelia Cavendish from Infinite Ballads.
Yep.
Writer from The Bunker as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yep.
Yep.
From London.
Mm-hmm.
Has dark hair.
Yeah. I think that's it. I think that's all
there is to say. Okay, then. Great. We got it.
Unless there's something you wanted to add, Max.
I've also got a cough.
Oh, and a cough. And ill as well.
And ill.
That is too bad.
That's not a great start to 2018.
No.
I mean, it's not his fault.
But if I get it out of the way now, then I expect to not be ill for the rest of the year.
Okay, that's smart. Okay. It's fair enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so today we're reviewing the Fossière de Biscuit Rose de Reims.
That was wonderful. Yeah. I wish you had introduced them. You did such a better job than me.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to steal your thunder, you know. Did, but I didn't want him. Left me no options. So.
I appreciate that.
So they kind of look like pink wafers with a bit of extra powdered sugar on them.
It looks almost like bubble gum.
Yeah, and it says, pour l'apéritif à la dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So these are French biscuits, if people haven't guessed. A little bit of history, a little bit of background on the rose biscuits.
Probably my favorite part of the show, actually, just listening to you.
Just read a Wikipedia entry, yeah. So the color of the biscuits, the lovely, soft, pink, delightful, warm color, comes from dead insects.
Okay.
Yep. They use carmine, which is derived from boiling dead insect scales.
It's fancy.
What dead insects?
I think beetles are the main ones, yeah. But I think you can use other ones to get the colour. But I think it's mainly okay. Beetles. So already the very kind of regal feel of the biscuits starting to take on a slightly odd.
I don't know, what could be more regal than crushing up insects to fuel your sort of fancies?
Yeah, fair point, actually. Yeah. Getting your colouring from dead insects is way more regal than using, you know, chemicals.
How's it done? Because you don't want it to be, like, mass-produced colouring. You don't want it a factory where they're crushing beetles. You want it hand-crushed, really, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely, I really hope the colour wasn't derived from a insect-crushing factory, where it's just, like, an old cartoon where it's just insects going through and just like a...
Just conveyor belt and pounding.
Although that also has its charm.
Yeah, and something the French are probably going for, you know. They're big into foie gras and...
You want it really in a bucket with people stamping on it with their feet.
Yeah.
Like old wine.
Yeah. And definitely live as well when they're crushed. For freshness.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
And for cruelty.
Yeah, very important. You have like a microphone up close to hear the tiny beetle scream.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can hear them. They are piercing.
Yeah.
So made from dead insects, which is still fine to use apparently. EU food regulations discourage using carmine, but commonly used to colour booze and supermarket curries.
Okay.
And in America, food manufacturers fought against having to put insect-based on their packaging. When they use carmine.
Oh.
But they won that fight, so...
What's their problem with just killing insects?
Yeah, some people have very suburban attitudes towards what they're going to eat and not eat.
Mm.
So just like, what do people eat? People eat chickens? Cows?
Yeah, chickens, cows.
Dogs?
Maybe in France. There might be some part... Yeah, maybe in the country they do. I don't know.
I don't eat meat, so I don't know like what is or is not acceptable to eat. Like they all kind of look the same to me.
Tastes the same as well, my friend.
These are historic biscuit. They have a quite regal history. First made around 1690 in Reims in France. Mm-hmm.
In where?
Reims.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I'm not saying Reims. Reims. Fossier was most famous for making them, found in 1752. It's a very old biscuit.
Yeah.
You should be more impressed by that, I thought.
I am impressed. Like, I was wondering as well, like, if biscuit is like the French word for it is biscuit, right? Mm.
It means like twice baked.
Twice baked. Yeah. So, like, is this the original biscuit?
From
what we kind of think of as a biscuit.
Possibly.
Because I'm dressed, as you know, as a French baker from the 18th century.
Yeah.
But like you say, it was 1690, so it would have been... Yeah, it's about that.
It's only
10 years out or so. You'd be surprised how difficult it is to get an 18th century French baker's outfit that's just like totally serious, not trying to be fun in any way.
Get it? I thought you were making all your costumes yourself.
God, no. What are you talking? Of course not. I don't have the time to make my costumes. I go to costume stores.
Disappointing you don't make them. All the time I listen to this podcast, I thought you made your own outfits.
Never made one.
Because it's... Because it's the 1st of January, it's still technically the last year in the Chinese calendar. I'm not even sure I recognize this as a New Year's podcast.
Oh, really? Oh,
the New Year starts, okay, then. As we all know, on the 28th of January, when it becomes the year of the dog. It's perfectly simple. There's only 12 years and we cycle.
This is madness.
So in solidarity
with
my Chinese brothers,
mm-hmm.
I'm dressed as a rooster.
But like the cockerel is like a French symbol as well.
Is it?
This one of, yeah, it's like...
You saved it.
Well,
there we go.
Well done, we came up with it.
Well done. That's fine. Like, Max already trying to sabotage the show, but just such a professional over here, Dave, who just managed to like bring it all back tight all together.
Yeah,
that's one of the things I respect.
I think, you know, New Year's all about change.
Yeah.
My costume is kind of like playing on the fact that everyone is like looking for change, looking for a new start, looking to just change the way they are and the way they do things, you know? But I think consistency is also important.
It's important to recognize what's that thing of like, you know, knowing what can't be changed, what can be changed, and having the wisdom to sort of like
exactly
see the difference. Right?
Exactly. And I think to change my costume now would be a betrayal to this show, to David, to you, and most importantly to the listeners. And I've got too much respect for all of you to do that. So I'm just as Richard Nixon.
Okay.
For consistency. To say that it's great that some things change, but some things need to stay the same. But I, you know, you kind of want to provide contrast as well. So I was thinking, how can I dress to show continuity?
Right.
And it was just like, oh, I was struggling for so long to think of what it could be. Mm. And then it's like, bing, light bulb, Richard Nixon.
Well, I mean, you know, you do look good in a suit. It's a good look on you.
Yeah.
And it's quite subdued. And I think, like, you know, part of the new show going forward, 2018, I think we need to kind of tone it down a bit because we've been a bit extra, as the kids say. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's been a bit like, that's what they say. It's been a bit like OTT, to coin a phrase.
I haven't been serious enough.
Exactly. We've been a bit too outlandish. So it's nice that you're dressed, you know, in a suit, Richard Nixon, you know, kind of
taking the fun out of it.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, and I'm, you know, a kind of a simple French baker. So just plain kind of white.
And you're dressed as a giant chicken.
You're dressed as a giant chicken.
Yeah. A rooster. That's
not a chicken.
Can you respect my culture, please? It's a rooster.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's still just like big. Rooster costume.
Well, yeah.
Was it hard getting here like that?
No.
Okay.
People are very understanding in London, I think.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, yeah. You know, that's one of the great things about London is that we just tend to ignore each other, which I welcome.
I mean, probably noticed, but they didn't say anything.
Exactly. And that's
because they're polite. We're polite in London.
Good people. Yeah. A couple other facts just to rattle through quickly. First made under Louis XV, aka Louis the Beloved. Also, these biscuits also were at the coronation of Louis XVI and received a royal warrant in 1775.
What did that involve?
They're just like, oh, these are official royalty biscuits.
They got like a stamp from the king or whatever.
Yeah, sweet. And then he was executed 18 years later in the revolution.
Did that make this null then? Did they have to then undo it?
I don't know.
Is that not how it works?
I don't know. Maybe not, but maybe they would be like, you know what, maybe we should just take the warrant off, you know. Don't want to get my head chopped off for making biscuits.
Yeah.
I'd die for biscuits, but not everyone's got the same devotion. So, yeah, should we just get into them then?
Yeah.
This is a pretty fancy box. I'm loving the pink colour, to be honest. Oh, shit, it's actually still got the royal warrant on it as well.
Has it really?
Oh. Yeah. Wait, Maison Fondue on 1756.
Watch it.
No.
That's great.
Oh, maybe that's not a real warrant. Maybe that's something else.
That's the silver.
I can't read French, so I don't know what. House of Fondue? No, I'm not even
sure. Is it all French then? Where did you buy these biscuits?
From a nice little cafe in Newington Green, which I'm not going to shout out because they're not paying us. And nothing is free in this life. Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Wow, there's a lot. These biscuits are a lot whiter on top than I thought. So.
Yeah, they're not nearly as pink as in the picture.
I don't know. I think the wafers are kind of pink.
Did you mention why they made them pink in the first place?
The carmine, yeah, the dead insect. Oh, why? Oh, sorry, no, yeah, why they made, they have vanilla in them, but they found that when they put the vanilla pods in, it left kind of like brown streaks.
Ew. Not very appetizing, so like, okay, we'll just make it pink then.
Yeah, we'll make it pink for using dead insects.
But I think this is why I've dressed as the French baker, because I kind of like that the whole kind of reasoning, like looking into why these exist in the first place. Mm-hmm. The whole idea of like, they just wanted something to do with the oven that was hot.
Yeah, and then somehow the king ends up being there, and it's like, oh, now it's a regal snack. It's not. It's just someone trying to use their hot oven for something, and then trying to cover up the gross brown streaks.
So despite all the sort of fanciness attached to it, it does kind of seem like a bit of a humble biscuit, or at least it has humble origins, right?
But is it a pretender? And it's trying to pass itself off as being regal, but really, I don't know, maybe substance-wise, maybe it's got a regal substance. But they've got these sort of the non-uniform shape to them, because I think, they all look different, which is kind of got that, we are very authentic. I don't know what accent that was, but...
I thought that was Welsh.
I'm going to go for a bite.
That's a pink wafer.
That's a pink wafer. That's a fucking pink wafer. What the fuck?
I'd say that's worse than a pink wafer. This isn't even cream. I thought there was going to be cream in it. There's no cream. It is just pure wafer with some fucking powdered sugar on top. That's the driest thing.
All right.
Okay. Sorry.
You only had one bite.
Okay.
This is 2018, you know.
Yeah, no, good point. Yeah, okay. New year, let's not go over the top.
A little bit. Yeah, let's not get too crazy.
Reasoned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone take a deep breath. Let's have another bite.
No, it's a pink wafer.
Oh, God. And that's fine.
That's right,
That's fine.
It's sweeter than I thought it'd be, to be honest.
There's a lot of sugar on top of it.
Yeah.
There's very little substance to it.
It's like a mini black hole in your mouth.
It's very porous.
Yeah.
It's incredibly porous.
It's mostly air.
It reminds me a bit of the biscotti, but a lot, lot sweeter.
Yeah. Mm. And literally every single bite, there's just dust and bits everywhere. Yeah.
I'd say this is quite possibly the messiest biscuit we have ever had.
Yeah. How does one eat these?
If you are Louis the Beloved, then you can eat however you want and people still love you. Because if they don't, you can kill them.
Mm. Hashtag goals.
Yeah. Yes. Hashtag goals indeed.
I guess it makes sense to be impressed by these if this is the first biscuit. If this is the Genesis biscuit, then maybe that's quite impressive to you. But if you've had any other biscuit...
I can imagine, yes, this is an old biscuit. This is like the biscotti. It's, you know, it's a very old biscuit. It's just something that's been baked twice with a stuck a bunch of sugar on it.
It is like eating a prop from a period piece.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. I do feel slightly transported back in time.
Yeah.
I feel I could be back in the 1700s right now.
I don't hate it.
Okay, that's... Yeah. It's good, yeah.
I don't love it.
No.
It doesn't taste of a lot. There's not a lot going on there, and it's gone before it's started. But then at the same time, it's so kind of... I don't think of it as like an offensive taste.
Mm.
And it's not trying to be something else, I don't think.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
There is something kind of regal about it. In terms of, it's not that great, but it is what it is, you know?
Mm.
And it always has been, always will be.
You know what? It's fine. I'm going to go for a 2.5, just straight down the middle.
So, okay, straight down the middle. That's measured score.
Yeah, yeah. Not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too good. So in many ways, I'd say perfect.
Perfect, okay.
Yeah, because I think like that's kind of the best way to be, right? Is just kind of straight down the middle,
gray.
No big feelings. But no tiny feelings either.
Just
average feelings.
Just the adequate amount of feelings.
Exactly,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go less the middle because it was actually kind of gross on first bite. It got better the more I had of it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Reminded me of the biscotti a bit where the more I had, the more I wanted. Because again, I'm just chasing it.
Yeah.
I'm chasing
that.
But I feel like because it's 2018, this is a new me, a more mature me. I'm not chasing anymore.
Oh,
you know? I can see what's going on. I can see what this biscuit's trying to do. I'm wise to its games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to chase you. I see what you are. Yeah, you know, you got some kind of appealing about you, but you're never going to satisfy me.
It is like the biscotti, which I know you struggled with. It is like the biscotti, but with lipstick on.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Imagine if I'd had this in 2017, I would have set me on some kind of crazy journey where I'd just been off the grid for like 3 weeks and just turn up again.
Yeah.
But because it's 2018, I'm more mature. Mm. I can see past all like the superficiality and the facade that it presents. And I can see the fact that it's actually not that tasty. It's just kind of really sugary.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give it 2.
Okay. That's fair.
Below average.
Yeah. But only just
not
below average.
Yeah, not gross. Not disgusting. Mm. I finished the biscuit and I could have another one. I will have to have another one because that is what the show demands, but I wouldn't necessarily recommend it either.
Okay. It does have a taste. It isn't a particularly good one.
Is that pro or con?
That's pro.
Okay.
And it's not a disgusting taste, but it's not really anything either. But because of the sugar, I feel like that elevates it slightly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it does.
There is quite
like
a lot of
you get into
on
it afterwards.
Yeah.
Once you know what to expect.
You get that hit.
Yeah. I think it deserves a 2.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it sounds like what you're saying sounds like it's higher than the 2.
No.
You wouldn't be allowing sort of personal prejudice to influence your score, would you?
Oh, what do you mean?
This isn't you bringing something. Because everything you've said seems very complimentary, but then you're giving it quite a low score. And it's just like, I'm wondering where the kind of dissonance is there, you know?
I guess I'm being complimentary to compensate for the fact that I didn't really like it.
Mm. Oh, you're being polite.
I don't want to slag the biscuit off.
There's no need because you're already giving it a low score.
Exactly. It didn't falsely advertise itself. So a king really likes it. That's not its fault.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah.
That's true. That's to do with the king. Let's judge the king by that, not the biscuit.
Fair point.
As a biscuit, I'd prefer another one, a different one.
Different one.
A different biscuit.
Mm. And that is the most damning verdict of all for any biscuit.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so first round, it hasn't done well for Regal Biscuit. It came with all these pretensions and all this, you know, oh, yes, I have a royal warrant. Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to do the texture of the biscuits. Mm-hmm. We kind of mentioned it a bit. They are incredibly, incredibly, incredibly dry.
If they were not pink, cheers. I would have assumed that you'd just like picked up some rocks from the beach.
And here's the twist, listeners.
That's fun. That's a fun joke. The thing is, I like a crunch. Mm. And I had good things to say about the pink wafer. But here, because it doesn't have that structure, you don't get that same kind of crunchy texture. Yeah.
The pink wafer, isn't it in layers?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Right? It's got
so
that
you
structure.
Feel yourself bite through it, whereas this is unstructured in the middle.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's I don't know what's happening here.
Yeah. It's like you bite into it, and you get a bit of a crunch, maybe more of a crumble. Mm. But then it just like immediately disintegrates in your mouth and there's just like nothing of substance left to chew on.
That's the thing, it does feel more like a crumble than a crunch.
Mm.
So we're going to dunk these in tea?
Well, David.
Yeah.
Normally we would, because it's 2018 and it's all about change, it's all about embracing the new.
Okay.
And having more respect for ourselves and for our listeners. We're going to do these the proper way because these are designed to be dunked in champagne.
Okay.
So we're going to dunk them in.
Steady on there, cowboy. We're not going to drink champagne on the show.
It's New Year's, David. We absolutely are going to drink champagne.
Oh, okay. Well, just a half glass for me, please. New year, new me. I'm trying to cut down on the...
That's fine. We'll just top it up all the way up.
Hey! Happy New Year!
This is what I got into podcasting for. They told me to be champagne all the way.
Oh, that looks great. Just a small one for me, please. It's wonderful. Thank you. Well, you could probably put a little bit more in there. Just a splash more.
I'm ashamed to waste the glass, you know.
Yeah, that's good. That's great. Thank you.
Okay, so
that's good. I might need some more.
I think we dip these, right, in champagne.
We dip them. Yeah. Okay. Seems
I just think, I'm just going to get loads of biscuit in my champagne, surely. Okay. Well.
Oh, it fizzes when you put it in.
Woo! This is very exciting.
Party time.
I don't know what to think.
That made my brain stop. All right, yeah, I think I like it.
That's definitely one of the weirdest things I've ever had. I kind of like it.
I like it a lot. Yeah, I'm game.
Oh, Louis the 15th, my beloved king, my man. You're onto something.
Suddenly it all makes sense.
That's excellent.
Yes, that's actually pretty fucking good, isn't it? Yeah.
It's like eating sugary champagne.
It is, yeah. It's like...
That's fantastic.
I think like the acidity or whatever champagne takes the edge off the sugar.
Yeah.
The kind of the dryness obviously goes as well. Mm. But it's still got that champagne and you get that fizz as well.
Because it's so dry, it really soaks up a lot of champagne as well.
This might be the only way I can eat biscuits from now on with champagne. And that's what 2018 is going to be all about.
I think taste and texture ought to be judged when in the champagne because it's completely different. It's completely different.
I just have to say that it also feels pretty regal as well. Because champagne, kind of still, even in these debased times, a bit of a delicacy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not something you have every day, sadly. To have champagne and then just dunk a biscuit in it. That's proper opulence.
That's
showing
your wealth.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you think these biscuits were designed to be dipped in champagne? Because we talk about them having humble beginnings, right?
Mm.
The baker, did they always know that that's what was going to happen?
They were first made in the Champagne region by bakers in that region.
Right, so champagne was just spilling on everything.
Exactly. Just everyone's there is absolutely banging headache. Massive hangover all the time. They're like, maybe we should have something to soak up some of this champagne. And then baker invented
really drying.
That sounds like the best zone in Disneyland, right? The champagne region. I want to go to the fountains there.
Is everyone like kind of stumbling around or just going, oh, fuck.
Just vomiting in the trash bins.
Oh, I'm never drinking again. Oh, yeah, I have champagne. Thank you. Yeah.
it's the only liquid we have here.
But now I do notice there's quite a lot of biscuit in my champagne now.
That's fine. This is not drinking champagne. This is dipping champagne.
Well, guys, keep sending your Patreon money in and then we can soon do that. We can soon have our drinking champagne and our dipping champagne.
And a third champagne bowl for cleaning our hands in.
I just love the way it fizz as well. It's so much fun.
That's fucking fantastic.
Mm.
I feel so fucking royal right now.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we talking about being humble? That's bullshit. That. Nobody wants to be humble. No. Ask a poor person if they want to be rich. Guess what? They do. Everyone does.
Exactly, yeah.
Because they live the best.
This is it. Well, okay, my resolution for 2018 was to have more self-respect, but fuck that. I just want to get rich as quickly as possible and just be disgustingly opulent with it.
We will do now whatever we can to get rich fast.
Yes.
Whatever it is we have to do that. And then once we get, because that's all, you know, fine, whatever. We'll spend like a few years just grinding or like, you know, selling weapons or something, whatever we have to do. But then when we get to that point when we are rich, then we can just enjoy being rich.
Exactly.
And that's the goal. That's the end game.
All just drive white Ferraris around taking loads and loads of cocaine.
Yeah.
And just being incredibly obnoxious and just appalling to be around. But we'll be so just enraptured by the opulence, you won't care.
Yeah.
So this year, 2018, you're going to see Definitely Human cryptocurrency launching. Definitely Human nootropics launching as well. It's, you know, we're out there for the money. And another biscuit?
Yeah, I kind of do, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. The first one, I was like, I don't really want another one, but now I kind of having so much fun. And I have to say, that's the other thing. It's actually fun as well.
Yeah, because there's a whole experience it's not just attached taste. To it, you know?
It's not just taste.
There's like a pageantry involved. Yeah. And
you know what? You know what I'm thinking about now? Those sad plebs out there dunking their boring little biscuits in their cup of tea.
I just want to dunk my digestive in a cup of tea.
Dunk, eat. Fine, I've done this a million times before, it's nothing. Yeah. This is like, oh, this is great. It fizzes when you put it in.
Exactly. No one has been as buzzed as we are right now when they've done the digestive. In the whole 200-year history or whatever of digestives.
Mm. Ah, and the powder on the top as well.
It makes perfect sense now why they put so much
exactly,
of it.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
I got a particularly powdery biscuit here as well.
Mm. Oh, that is wonderful.
Oh, look at it fizz.
Oh, it's so cute.
But is this going to ruin biscuits for us?
Not if we just eat these.
Oh, yeah, good point, actually. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Think about it.
Can you score it?
Mm, five.
Five?
Five.
Is there a higher than five?
2018. can we do an 18? Just so it's 2018?
It's 18 out of five. This is the fucking best.
Yeah, that's a straight five. I've never had so much fun and been so buzzed off dunking a biscuit. That's good. The table is incredibly messy. That's good. I feel like I'm in...
Don't even care. Can we get someone else to clean this up?
Yeah. Waiter! That didn't work.
No one's coming.
Okay.
That's weird.
Huh. Strange. Maybe it takes a little bit of time for the whole, upper class thing to kick in.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
It's probably on the way.
It is a state of mind. We just need to get there.
Exactly. Yeah. If you believe you can achieve it.
You know what? I don't think this even is an upper class thing.
No?
I think this is just a wealth thing. And I think there's definitely a difference. I mean, we know we're British, we know there's a difference between being upper class and just money.
Wealth and class are not necessarily linked. I mean, usually they are.
No, but
usually
they are, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They correlate.
I think if we just got rich, we wouldn't even need, like, it doesn't matter where we come from. Yeah. That's the thing. We all come from humble beginnings, but we can be great too with the correct amount of money, which is a lot of it. Just much, much of it.
I know. I mean, you say that, but we are living in Britain. If we do this, if we go to some high society shindig and start dunking our biscuits in champagne.
You're afraid of the whispers. New money.
Yeah. The Duke of Marlborough is going, oh, I say. And he sees me doing that. And all of a sudden, I'm no longer invited to Ascot or something.
But do you want to be at Ascot or... do you want to be dunking these fucking biscuits in the champagne?
I want to be dunking the biscuits in champagne, yeah.
Think about it.
Fuck you, Duke of Marlborough.
It's a different kind of richness, right? They're all there and having their parties in their country homes.
And their etiquette and their manners and their politeness.
We're in a limousine.
Yes.
In our fur coats.
Yes.
And our aviators.
Yes.
Dunking these delicious biscuits in this delicious beverage.
Exactly. With our massive joke problems on our way to some absolutely horrible, horrible club somewhere. Yeah.
Throwing money at each other.
Yeah, to party with other equally horrible people. Okay, great showing for the champagne and the texture around. Fives all around. I don't think we ever had that before.
No, yeah,
but that's because we've never reviewed a biscuit with champagne before.
So it just, it's only more of the, just top me up a little bit there.
Why, David, yes. Yeah,
that's great,
thank you. If you don't mind, thank you very much.
Okay, so we're going to see what other people think of them. So got a few reviews.
Oh, great.
Okay, so first of all, Amazon UK, G Ford, maybe Gerald Ford, I don't know. Ideal posh version of sponge fingers to make a great trifle. Not bad on their own either.
Okay, so this chap just, or chapette, just uses these to make trifles with.
Seems like a bit of a waste.
Is there champagne in that trifle?
It doesn't say.
Good question.
It doesn't say. I feel like G4 is quite possibly missing a trick. I imagine most British people would not have them with champagne. I think we see champagne as such a, on just like a higher level than the French do.
Yeah, right. They're just drinking it all the time.
Yeah, it's like fizzy water.
It's like a lunch drink or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whereas we're like, oh, champagne. Oh, the master. He's been so kind. Yeah.
But you know, they want us to think of it that way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%. And they're absolutely nailing that as well.
France, we see you. We love it.
Yeah, we see what you're doing. I know you're trying to trick me and you've got me. I love it.
It's
I love
great.
You.
Yeah.
So next up. This is Mrs. Joyce Griffin.
Okay.
Posh biscuits, 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Just the right touch with our Easter fizz.
Yeah.
Joyce sounds like good fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joyce knows what's up.
Yeah. How better to celebrate the resurrection of Christ with some champagne and biscuits?
It's what Jesus would have done.
Yeah. You know that Jesus was like, yo, got some champagne going from this water.
And they killed him for that.
Yeah. So jealous, that's why.
They were jealous of Jesus Christ party dude.
Okay, so Amazon USA now. 5 stars again. This is R. Wang, who says, delicious biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
We were buying these biscuits at my favorite winery.
Mm-hmm.
They ran out, so I had to find them elsewhere.
Oh, no!
These are exactly the same brand at the same price. They are crispy and delicious. Very French.
Oh, thank God. You really took us on a journey there. I'm glad it had a happy ending.
Exactly. Well,
he's making a lot of... I mean, he says that he buys it at his favorite winery.
Yeah.
And now he's resorted to Amazon. I call bullshit.
Really?
I bet this
you
guy
don't think he has a favorite winery?
No, I think he's putting on airs, David.
I have a favorite winery. Do you have a favorite winery,
I have a favorite winery,
of course. Do you have a favorite winery?
Shit, no.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, he's definitely... There was no need to say, to give all that extraneous information about his favourite winery.
Yeah. He's not actually reviewing the biscuit at that point. He's bragging about his life.
He's reviewing his own life.
Yeah.
And he's saying...
And he's giving it 5 stars.
It's very crispy and delicious.
You know what? I kind of argue with him there. If he's looking at... He's like, okay, who am I? What's my life like? 5 stars. Five out of five.
Well, I think this is the kind of circles we're going to be moving in from now on. Now that we've embraced this. Like, we might not have the money just yet, but that'll be coming pretty soon.
Shortly, yeah.
And then we might meet R. Wang in his favorite winery and be like, it's my favorite winery too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Why don't you come down and see my Mercedes dealership? And then I'll take you to my mobile phone shop, which I also own.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, fantastic. Yeah.
That's how you get in. You need a way in, right?
Is that a new diamond encrusted Rolex? Yes. My wife has one as well. And my mistress.
And this is all we talk about. This is all we talk about, just things that we own.
Exactly.
Because you're safe there as well, you know? Yeah. Like, once you actually have to get to know someone, and then you have to have real conversations where you start talking about, like, your lives, like, outside of material things, that's where things get a bit, like, gross.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, things can get uncomfortable and intimate, which is basically the same thing.
Exactly. But if you're just talking about possessions, you know... If you're like, oh, that's a beautiful, you know, outfit you're wearing. They're like, yes, I am. And I'm wearing this outfit because I have my life together and I'm very successful. Yeah. Like, I'll accept this.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need to go beyond the surface.
Incidentally, let me tell you more about the outfit that I got and nothing about myself.
Exactly.
Just the outfit, where it came from, how I bought it, how much money it cost, all that kind of stuff.
Yes. Facades get a lot of bad press. I say up facades.
Yeah.
More facades in 2018.
Yeah.
Are you not on board with this, Max?
Well, you guys... Zig and I'll zag, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Okay.
What, are you going to be authentic?
Yes.
Oh, well, you know what? If you want to be authentic, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Enjoy your tea and chocolate digestives.
Ouch.
Oof. You really got him there.
That's pretty bad, isn't it?
The egg is on his face.
Mm-hmm. We'll enjoy our champagne and rose biscuits with our Russian oligarch friends.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's what it's all about.
I do think you'll corrode from the inside, though.
Yeah, but on the outside, you look great. So, yeah.
And also, you kind of want to corrode from the inside, right? Because then it's like, you get rid of all that stuff in the inside. It's just taking up space. Then it's gone. You're going to feel lighter.
Oh,
and that's what 2018 is all about, is feeling lighter. You're freeing yourself from your burdens. One way to do that is to just destroy who you are inside. Mm. And then you'll have no burdens, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because what is life other than, you know, the sort of past experiences that you have that make up your personality? Burdens, all of them.
Exactly.
Right?
Destroy that and just live in the moment of, I've got a bottle of champagne and a gold watch. Aren't I successful? Isn't everything great? Yes, it is.
With money, you can achieve the same kind of level of spiritual, zenness that Buddhist monks spend years upon years practicing.
Exactly.
And never get to really, even though they tell each other that they have.
Well, they tell.
So, I am so enlightened, show you that, buddy.
Exactly. Well, that's because they, you know, got that sort of buyer's remorse kind of thing where they're like, I've invested so much in this, I have to like it. Because if I don't, that's just going to crush me.
It's like, you know, they got to a point where it's like, oh, shit. This isn't getting me anywhere. And they're like, yeah, how's it going? Oh, it's going so good. It's great. I'm really enlightened right now.
So enlightened. Yeah. So enlightened.
It's like, so you feel like happy? That's not really what it's about.
Yeah.
It's not about happiness as such. It's more just kind of like nothingness, like, and being cool with that.
Yeah. I was washing a dish the other day and I was like 100 times more content than you've ever been at the happiest moment in your entire life.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. 100%. Okay. A few more reviews. So... Another 5 stars, Thomas S. So good, deep it in champagne.
What?
I like to think he's trying to get across an accent in his review. And that's not like a typo. So good, deep it in champagne.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not all good news for the Rose Biscuits. 3 stars from Ken Zoit.
Oh, Jesus.
Not impressed. I was expecting something that tasted remotely like champagne, but what I got was something that tasted just like regular lady fingers.
Oh, this person's... I don't want to be mean. Okay, but this person doesn't sound...
I don't libel anyone, but...
This person doesn't sound particularly... They don't sound intelligent, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Because they've kind of... They think that the biscuits are supposed to taste like champagne.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to be living the success lifestyle which we live. Yeah.
You can't just buy biscuits that taste like champagne. That's not how it works. You buy the biscuits and you dip it in the champagne.
Exactly.
You've got to go that extra mile. Because you've got to have the money to have this experience.
Exactly, because it costs that much more to do that. If you just bought biscuits that taste like champagne, anyone could do that. It's not for everyone.
That's not what this is about. It's not like everyone gets to have a good time.
Yeah.
Because that takes away the good time that we're having, right?
It's about exclusivity.
It
belittles
him. It kind of puts us all on the same level or something. Yeah. Cheapens it. That's what it does. It cheapens it for everyone.
Exactly. And that's why Ken Zoit will never be on our level.
Shame.
But it gets worse. There's a 1 star as well.
Ooh.
K Jones, 1 star. Blah. Did not like them. Not very flavorful and too pricey for blah product. Well, if you're not even going to, you know, spell check your reviews, then you're not welcome to this lifestyle. You're not welcome to my Chinese-Italian fusion restaurant, which I just opened with my father's money, which he acquired in 1945.
Yeah, that's a real shame. Is that what you're ending on? You're ending on a negative review?
But that just means we just need to drink more champagne to get the party going again, you know? Because
he
can't dwell on any kind of negativity.
That left a bit of a sour taste in my mouth, so I'm going to wash that away now with champagne.
Yes! Yes! Okay, so should we get into the biscuitness then?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. It's kind of weird, because they're so old, you feel like it's... kind of biscuity, I guess this is what biscuits
literally the
are,
name, right? Biscuit, right. Yeah. Rice baked or whatever it is.
Sorry, I just have a mouthful of biscuit and champagne at the moment.
Mm-hmm. No, you ride that wave, my friend.
Okay. But I guess on a British level, it's definitely not biscuity.
No, not in what we think of as biscuits, right?
Because again, like we think of biscuits as something that are comforting, something relaxing, just, you know, a tiny little sliver of comfort during the day. Where's Rose Biscuits? It's a party, yeah?
Yeah, it's a party in your mouth. It's breaking the chains of comfort and saying, comfort's for losers.
Mm. This allows you to throw off the shackles of decency, manners, courtesy, respect, just any kind of humanity whatsoever.
Empathy.
All that's gone. And all you're left with is fun.
Just empty bliss.
Empty bliss.
There
that's
we go.
It. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm enjoying my empty bliss. I feel like,
yeah,
I feel like 2018 is going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to what lies ahead.
Mm. So what about you? Why are you resisting the success lifestyle?
I guess I'm not resisting it. I just feel like you guys have hard committed to a thing that you don't have.
What?
Yet.
What are you talking about? We don't have it yet, but we're going to.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that kind of like negative like attitude that gets you nowhere in life?
Dress for the job that you want, not for the job that you've got right now.
There you go. That's why Dave dresses as Richard Nixon.
Exactly. Because one day I will be a disgraced politician. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry if you experience it as negative. That's really not how I intend it.
So you think that one day you could get on board with this and you would...
Are you just not there yet? Is that like you haven't completed your journey yet and you're not at the kind of like the end point where we are, where it's like, oh, now we have enlightenment. You're still kind of like have you, to walk the road a little bit.
No, I feel like having had this experience, I don't need to make my entire life about it.
Doesn't sound like you really had the experience then.
Yeah, not really kind of getting the lifestyle element of the success lifestyle. Because it has to be a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's not just a moment. It's not like a success moment.
Seems like you're kind of playing tourist a little bit here. Do you know what I mean?
Being a success tourist.
You're being a success tourist. You're tasting the fruits of success. And you're saying, I'm enjoying this right now. But you're not kind of making the dive into success like we have done.
Well, we are all here success tourists.
I think we've we're kind of now... basically living in success. Like we're not getting all the benefits yet, but it's like that comes with time.
Yeah.
Like we haven't secured our dwellings in success land just yet.
No.
But we've sent an email to the marketing people saying we're interested in success land and they're going to send us some literature back for us to consider.
Exactly. Yeah. Perfect analogy. That works really well.
Thank you very much.
Very succinct. Yeah, whereas Max, you're just here like taking pictures of the buildings and me and Dave are like rolling our eyes like, oh, tourist over here kind of thing.
Yeah, you expect to move in.
Oh, we're moving in.
You're really not.
That's the difference. You're taking pictures of the buildings. We're taking pictures of ourselves in success.
We're taking selfies.
Exactly, yeah. So that's what we do now. We make sure we get our watches in it. We make sure we get our sunglasses in it. We make sure we get our champagne bottles in it.
Hashtag lifestyle.
That's how people know we're happy, and that's how people know that we've achieved empty bliss.
Hashtag empty bliss.
Yeah.
Wow, you're spinning out a lot of hashtags tonight, aren't you?
That's what we're all about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're down with the kids now.
Yep. Hashtags, kids love hashtags. Yeah.
Seems like you're resisting this thing. I feel like you can feel it calling you. You can feel it calling you. Come on.
I feel like you've got to stay conversant with how bad everything is.
Mm. Yeah, we've been doing that, but... I haven't had the same kind of buzz that I've had tonight when I've just dunked a biscuit in champagne.
Mm. Yeah.
That's been better than any kind of association with the general awfulness of the world.
It's been better than any experience that I've had in 2017, including sort of like seeing friends, being with family.
Getting married.
None of that has really come close.
Yeah. Like the more attention you pay to all the bad stuff that's going on in the world and the more you think about, you know, working on relationships, which takes time and effort, the more, you know, mental pressure that builds up. Whereas with the success, empty bliss lifestyle, don't have any of that. There's no pressure because nothing matters.
But you know what? Going with the no pressure theme, if you're not there yet, that's totally cool with us. We're not going to like try and force you to be like we are. Yeah. We're like, you'll find your way in time. You'll get there too. But it's like you have to kind of go on your own journey a little bit.
Yeah. But you will not be able to come into our exclusive club, Club VX, with us.
Absolutely not, no. Rules are rules.
So on a biscuit list level, I think for me, this gets a one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? Good, because biscuits are shit.
Exactly, yes.
Biscuits are shit. I've always said so. Check the tape. Incredibly overrated.
Absolutely.
But these things... whole other level.
This isn't biscuits, this is a lifestyle. So this is definitely not a biscuit to give you comfort, to help you relax or anything, to have with a cup of tea. This is a biscuit for the club.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's a one from me.
It's a one from me as well.
Okay. Well, it's a one from me because it's really not a biscuit.
Well, it is a biscuit.
I mean, it is technically a biscuit.
Physically a biscuit. It's absolutely not what we think of as biscuits. It represents a way that biscuits could have gone, but didn't.
Sadly, didn't.
Mm.
Mm. Okay, then. So some pretty terrible scores for the Rose Biscuit, but some pretty fantastic scores for our future.
Yeah.
I think 2018 is going to be like a 1,000 out of 15.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. That low. Okay. Yeah. I think so. I think this is a bold new direction for the show as well. Like us enjoying things.
Yeah. I think.
No, sorry, go on. I interrupted you and that was incredibly rude of me.
I think maybe we should pivot away from biscuits in 2018 and just start reviewing watches.
Yeah.
high-end performance sports cars, various types of plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like the sort of empty bliss success lifestyle we're living now transcends biscuits.
Yeah. This is more than a biscuit show now. And I think our listeners can feel that too. And some of them might be a bit resistant to it at first, but if you search inside yourself and find nothing, then welcome aboard.
Wow, you guys.
You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online. And check our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker.
You can also head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast in bite size to find out what our highs and lows of this week have been.
I'm David Price. He's David Knight. That was Maximilian John. And you can join us again next week when we'll be reviewing Garibaldi's. And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.